I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There are a lot of landmarks around St. Louis. I mean, I passed a bunch of them today. For example, the Butler Brothers building. Maybe you don't know about that building. Huge building. I know somebody who knows about that and about all landmarks in St. Louis because he is the head guy, the executive director of Landmarks. He has joined us here. Hi, Andrew Weil. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Very well. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you distinctly. It's as if you're right next to me, but you're not. You're close by somewhere, probably in an old building. Are you in your new headquarters building today?
I'm not. It's Sunday, so I'm at home in my historic home in South St. Louis and interrupting my football watching because I wanted to check in with you.
I'm so glad that you did. Oh, man. Who are you going to watch today?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Packers game this evening. That's after the Chiefs. Definitely the Packers fan. I'm not watching the Rams.
All right. I mentioned the Butler Brothers building. Tell us about that building and what's going on with it.
Well, it was a massive sort of wholesale distribution center in the 19th and early 20th century. It's an entire city block, very close to the beautiful new soccer stadium. And, the Butler Brothers building has been kind of a difficult property for a long time because it's so massive. I mean, I don't know how many square feet it is, but it's probably, pushing up on 1 million square feet. And it really has been completely underutilized for many, many decades. And it now is being redeveloped as a mixed use property with residential. I believe there's a hotel in there and, commercial, retail on the first floor. And, in many ways, I think that the redevelopment there has been catalyzed by excitement over the new MLS team and the incredible investment that's
sure. I mean, that's right there, right by their place.
And Union Station as well. So it's a good example of how New development can catalyze historic redevelopment. And I've got very, very high hopes for that and other buildings nearby. The 1711 Locust building, which is across the street to the north of the Butler Brothers, is a beautiful building that has been vacant for many years, unfortunately, but it was built by the United Railways Company as a power transformation substation in anticipation of needing excess power capacity when the World's Fair was on the horizon.
Sure.
And that's a very, very interesting building, and I think that it's got a bright future. And again, I think that that is going to be catalyzed by the investment in the MLS team.
I hope so, because that really is an unusual building. This is not your typical office building you might think of. And I know people have looked at it over the years, probably still needs a heck of a lot of work, but so many things are possible today. Buildings that you say, oh, that'll never be redone. Nobody could. The one thing that always comes to mind is the old Sun Theater, with trees growing out of the roof, and people say, oh, that's going to, I remember Vince Shamel said, you know, that'd take $27 million to fix it and maybe more than that, but finally that's been done.
That was done years ago, yeah, by the Lawrence Group, mm-hmm. And what a wonderful project. I mean, that building really was on its last legs. To have the vision with the Arts Academy, the Grand Center Arts Academy, and the Lawrence Group to get together and say, you know, we're gonna put our foot down and put our money where our mouth is, and to bring that thing back from the brink was really remarkable.
I'm sure
you recall the beautiful terracotta cornice on that building was literally fallen into the street when they were just getting ready to get moving on it.
Downtown, one of my favorite places. I see it all the time. It still looks good. I know there's electricity in there. I see a light on the second floor. The Orpheum Theater, 9th and St. Charles, right next to what had been the Statler Hotel. Anything developing with that? I know it is owned by a religious organization, and they had planned to do something with it.
That was my understanding as well, but I have not heard any updates to that plan. I believe, as you and I both know, at least the way I recall it, is that the people that bought that were affiliated with the St. Mary's orphanage.
Yes, on Emerson Avenue, right off of West Florissant.
Right, which you and I had the privilege of touring together a few years ago.
Yes, we did. Very interesting.
But I have not heard any movement on the Orpheum. I mean, it's good to know that there's a light on and down there. But you know, that's a resilient building and a very important building. And you know, good times come and good times go. And I think that it will that its time to shine will come again.
I hope so.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's been there since 1917. Andrew, right. How would you describe your job as historian, archaeologist? What exactly are your assignments, so to speak?
Well, I wear a lot of hats. My educational background is in historic archaeology, but I've been working as an advocate for historic preservation. I've had the privilege to work for Landmarks Association of St. Louis, which is a public nonprofit organization. It was founded in 1959. I've worked there since 2007 and been the executive director since 2011. My role is multifaceted. I represent the mission of the organization through advocacy with regard to policies at the state and local level, primarily the local level. I do a lot of research. I work on a lot of nominations to the National Register of Historic Places of individual buildings and districts. In recent years, we've also worked on a number of, I think, interesting local landmark designations, which are created by the Board of Aldermen, like the Oscar Waring Home, for example, who's a pioneering African-American educator. He and his wife, Mary, were both educators over in the Grove. That was recently declared a city landmark. Then also I'm an educator. I work on, we have free educational programs that are sponsored by the Regional Arts Commission for audiences of all ages. We have a longstanding downtown walking tour program that operates from April through October on Saturdays. Just trying to not only educate, but also show off the incredible wealth of architecture that St. Louis has, and to position it as the cultural and economic asset that it really is.
It sure is. So, Andrew, we're going to take a short break here because I want to talk to you a lot more about your Landmarks newsletter and, of course, about the new building that you're going to be in the not-too-distant future and more. We're talking about a history, so to speak, of St. Louis with Landmarks from Andrew Weil as our speaker. In the next few minutes, we'll hear from Vincent Columpsey, Kitty Mahler of Fanfare. If you're into music, you probably have seen or heard or been at a fanfare event in your lifetime because they've been around now for 45 years. We'll talk to them shortly. Then we'll also hear from Jody Sowell, a new president of the Missouri Historical Society. We're going to talk about the St. Louis Sound Exhibition, which is unfortunately coming to an end. This is something you shouldn't miss because it's never going to come back again. You're going to miss a lot. Stephanie Bliss, the director of the Fieldhouse Museum, will be here. Marissa Sandbooth to talk about what's going on with Oasis and their new program for the first quarter of this year. This is At Your Service. I'm Johnny Rabbit, and this is KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Johnny Rabbit here on KMOX. Oh, landmarks is our topic. Andrew Weil is telling us about it. And Andrew, this very morning, I got out an old, this is from 21, spring, summer 21, a landmarks letter. This is your publication. And I looked in there and I said, my goodness, I wrote this article, St. Louis Movie Studio Row. So with Scott Jagow this morning, we featured some of that article that's going to be in there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to feature that tomorrow when I do a program for Oasis at the center of Clayton, talking about movie theaters of the past in St. Louis. So your Landmarks letter, I'm assuming that is just available for members of Landmarks?
Well, so we're a public nonprofit organization, and certainly we rely heavily on membership of people who, like us, value the historic architecture of St. Louis. And so we do, the newsletter goes to directly to members, but we archive the issues online and send them to local libraries and things like that.
Oh, great.
I think it contains a lot of, and for since the 1960s has been published and contains a lot of what I humbly would say is important research into the architectural heritage in St. Louis.
I imagine it does. And it's good that you can find some of this on what's your website? How do people access that?
It's just landmarks-stl.org.
Okay, landmarks-stl.org. Definitely something worth looking into. You mentioned members. How many members are there at this time?
We have about 1,300 household and, you know, corporate members and, sure, and things like that in the area. I wish we had more, and I would invite everyone to join. It doesn't cost very much, and I feel like the organization does a lot of good work on behalf of revitalizing and protecting historic architecture in the St. Louis region.
So, I agree with that. Well, how to join? Yeah, how do you join, and what does it cost?
Well, you click on the join button on the website, and the basic annual membership is $45. Mm-hmm. So that hopefully is accessible to a lot of people, and we would appreciate the support.
Now, you've of course had some successes, and some things have not gone the way you wanted to go, but you've got something that maybe a lot of people who saw this place, this house on, I believe it had been Decatur Street, now is it South 9th Street now, that you're going to be moving into?
That's right, and not very many people would remember Decatur Street.
That's a long time ago.
A long time ago, but South 9th Street, just south of Soulard Market, our organization has been rehabbing a property that we're very excited about, that we're going to be moving into, and our public architecture library will be there, our classroom, reading room, offices, et cetera, will all be housed there. And it's a really, really interesting building complex. You know, we have in St. Louis such a broad range of architecture. We're so graced with that. But this is very early stuff. My contention is that the earliest part of this building likely dates to the 1830s and possibly earlier.
Wow.
And that basically the entire complex was constructed prior to 1858. So it's quite early, even for Soulard.
Yeah. Who built the house?
The most of the complex was built by a family named Hesch that were immigrants from Hanover, the Kingdom of Hanover, mm-hmm, Germany, who arrived in St. Louis around 1847 and purchased the property from, at the time it was Henri Soulard, who was Julia and Antoine's son.
Mm-hmm.
The Hesches owned it until about 1979, 1980, to several generations of the family. And then, anyway, it's come down to us, and we're very grateful for that. But it was on the verge of falling into the street.
It looked that way. You're not kidding. I'm amazed that you're able to have restored that the way you've done it. I said it was in bad shape, well, no question.
Yeah. I mean, we literally took the front wall on 9th Street down and put it back up again. But, you know, it was a case of putting our money where our mouth was with Landmarks Association, because we really believe in protecting these old buildings and valuing them. But you can't just you gotta walk the walk. So we're walking the walk, and we're looking forward to welcoming people there this spring when we finally get it done. It's been a long haul. The earliest component of the building is a one-story ledge stone cottage that I believe was probably built by under the Soulard family, perhaps by their slaves, perhaps by workers that were out on their rural land, frankly, at the time, which is now the heart of Soulard.
Right.
And then the complex was enlarged by the Hessians in the mid 19th century. But there's a very, very early stone component to it. And that's quite rare.
Mr. Hesh, when he came here, wasn't he in the brick business of some sort of bricklayer?
He's listed variably in the census as a brick mason or a stone mason. Mm-hmm. So it's likely he built a lot of the place with his own two hands.
I can imagine. Now, who donated the money for this or donated the building? Oh,
a lot of different entities. The building itself was donated by an organization, a wonderful organization called Youth Education and Health in Soulard, or YEHS. They had owned it for a long time and just realized they weren't going to get to rehabbing it. Just wasn't going to happen. So they found, you know, the former board member is the director of that organization, and he passed it along to us, the opportunity, and we took it.
Well, when did the transformation start? When did you actually start physically restoring or rebuilding, really?
Well, right before, if anyone can remember a time, right before anyone had known the word COVID. So we dove in, and then, you know, a lot of things came to a screeching halt with the uncertainty of those dark days.
Yeah.
So we've been working on it really since 2019.
Wow.
We're finally wrapping up now. But Ron, it was just a total inside out rebuild. It was just in really bad shape, and also we took a lot of pains to replicate important things, you know, restore original features where we could, or replicate original features. I mean, the whole building has operable wooden shutters, which, you know, you just don't find anymore. We put a cedar shake roof back on the front of it, and people
Right.
think of historic homes in St. Louis as having slate roofs or flat roofs, but mm-hmm. in this case, we actually found a photograph from the 1890s and replicated as faithfully as possible, the primary elevation, the facade on 9th Street, including the cedar shake roof.
That's and interesting. Yes.
Left windows into the walls and into the ceilings and things like that. So mm-hmm. so that it's sort of a living classroom and people can see different structural elements and see the different kerf marks, the saw marks on the lumber, which is pre-dimensional lumber. You know, it's all different sizes and
wow.
stuff like that.
Well, Andrew, so we're out of time, but just give it. What is the address on South 9th?
It's 1805 South 9th Street. It's just south of Soulard Market, next to the Sweet Divine Bakery.
We'll talk about that sometime. Bakery, great. That sounds
that's
great.
That's really why we...
I can imagine that's why you're there, yeah. All right, Andrew, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. And thanks not just for now, but for all of the work you do for all of us in St. Louis. It's appreciated.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the time.
Stick around because Vincent and Kitty, Vincent Gomulski, Kitty Muller of the group Fanfare, a very, very well-known band in St. Louis that it goes back now over 45 years. We're going to find out what they do, what kind of music they play. Matter of fact, we'll have a couple examples of their music here in the next few minutes. And then we'll hear from Jody Sowell, president of the Missouri Historical Society, on the soon-to-close St. Louis Sound Exhibition and what's going to be going on next. At your service on KMOX. Johnny Rabbit at your service. Well, we're going to hear some music by a group that I know you're going to know about, and I know a whole lot of people have asked me, when are they going to be on today? And I've told them they're going to be on here in a couple of minutes. Vincent Golomsky, Kitty Muller, the band is Fanfare. Well, let's see. What is our first song? Let's listen. This is by Fanfare. I think you're going to recognize this song.
Day after day, I'm more confused. But I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost to you, I can roll.
Yep, Drifting Away. Most people will remember that by Dobie Gray. Got up to number 5 in Billboard 1973. Your music has covered all eras, don't they?
Oh, we do, yeah.
I mean, big band era, like In the Mood, that kind of stuff?
Yes, from big band era to rhythm and blues, 60s, blues, Motown.
Gosh.
New country. And jazz and standards, too, yeah.
How do you keep up? How do you guys keep up with all of the changes in music?
Well, it's getting a little bit harder with the newer things mm-hmm. for us. Some of it we just don't fit in playing.
Kitty, I imagine you're a rapper. You probably got
Yeah, I've done a great deal of that, sure. But, yeah, no rap, at least not so far.
Oh, I hope not. there's so many choices. How do you decide? Do people say, okay, here are the songs we want? Or when you do a job, wherever the job would be, or do you come up with the music list?
Well, we do get requests, and we also have our son, he's made many suggestions to us, and we actually listen to him sometimes.
Okay, sometimes.
For the newer material.
Yeah.
Sure. He does.
Now, is he in the music business?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's a sound engineer. For a company called Iron Man Sound.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it, but yeah. I've heard of it.
Both of our sons work for them.
I'll be darned.
One does sound and audio, and the other one does video and lighting for
them. Now, do they have a studio, recording studio?
No, they don't.
Not right now, no.
No. Now, where did you guys record the... Well, now we have two discs here. One is from 40 years ago. One is from 45 years ago.
Yeah.
But where do you record, generally?
Well, the one that you just played, Driftway, that was actually done live.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we did that one live at Innsbruck for a park concert out in Innsbruck.
My goodness.
Yeah, so...
Now, do you have all your own equipment that you bring to these jobs?
Yes, and it varies. We have enough to cover a big venue for park concerts, and we have medium size for bars and restaurants and tiny ones for other little things. So, yes, we have our own. And then if we're fortunate, we get Iron Man to do our sound.
Of course.
For our boys, you know. So that's always good, too. Really.
Okay, so there's you, Vincent, and there's you, Kitty. Who else is in the band? Or does it vary?
It does vary a little bit.
It hasn't until the last couple of years. We have Lanny Bowles as our drummer, who's been with us about 18 years now. And Dave Black is our guitarist, who's been with us for the last, I think it's 4 years, but he helped out. Our previous guitar player was sick, and he helped us out since 2007. So it's been a long time with those guys.
That's good to have a whole group of people that work together,
right.
Know what everybody else is doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
How did you get started with Fanfare, Kitty? What happened?
I went to Webster College, mm-hmm. now Webster University, but a friend of mine at Webster gave Vincent my name. He was looking for a singer in his band.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have my phone number, so he just told Vincent, okay, she works at a Schnucks on Manchester. Well, do you know how many? There's a lot of schnooks on Manchester. So Vincent started calling every schnooks on Manchester and finally hit on the right, correct one into pair.
And then she turned down the audition a couple of times. Yeah, you did.
You always say that, but I...
Yeah, you did.
Really?
The first time.
And what year was that?
76.
76. My goodness.
Yeah.
And not only musically together, you're married.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. 44 years.
Yeah. You should never get involved with the singer in the band. It just doesn't work.
That's terrific. And you live in St. Louis, and we've talked a little about the music you did. You said this morning you worked two church jobs.
Yes, I did. I played piano. I'm very fortunate to get the... play other types of events and music stuff, so, yeah.
So what's coming? Well, I know you were at the History Museum for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys were great.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded great.
Well, maybe coming up this month, well, we're playing a private concert at the Gatesworth Retirement Center
next Friday evening.
And we got an open dance. I hope the swing dancers come out to see us at the Shriners on Fifi Road.
So that's open to the public?
On the 28th. Yes, it is. Yeah. 7 to 10:30. And it's in one of their main ballrooms out there on Fifi Road at the Moolah Shrine Center.
That's great that you can do all of these places, small places. There was just the two of you when you were at the History Museum. It just sounded terrific. Well, Kitty, where do you grow up?
I grew up in Kirkwood.
And Vincent?
South St. Louis City. Yeah.
Where?
On Minnesota Street, one of the state streets.
And you went to high school where?
Augustinian Academy.
Oh, my gosh, in Merrimack.
You're right. Yeah.
And how about you, Kitty?
Kirkwood High.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, this is very, very nice that you're doing these things, keeping music alive. Bill Moriarty, who is with the American Federation of Musicians, had been the president of the Musicians Union in New York City for many, many years.
Oh, I heard that interview.
Did you?
Yes.
A very interesting guy. And he said, you know, it's not the same as it used to be. And I look at old magazines or newspapers and you see whole pages of places where people are playing live music.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very often.
No.
It almost doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
As far as clubs or nightclubs or restaurants or that type of thing.
Now, there's this thing going on, too, that a lot of them are singles and duos playing to tracks. And that's kind of frustrating.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But... we managed to keep it going with the full band.
So what about your advice for somebody who wants to get into the business today that's a singer or a musician?
First of all, it's got to be a passion.
Yeah, if I can see that.
Yeah, and it's got to be something that you'll give up other things to do. If somebody calls you for a job, you do it. And if you have another event pop up or something, you say, well, you know, I can't, I got to do such. Well, if you want to get going on it, you got to take some of the jobs that come along that we've missed a few things for family events and children events over the years because we thought it was more important to keep working in the music business.
How often do you have a job, would you say, on a weekly basis, an average?
Oh, and this is a slow season, January, sure. February. But we usually get 10 to 12 band jobs a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's really great. We're very fortunate.
And then Kitty and I do duos at the retirement homes,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do three or four of those, and then, well, my church jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing, I got three church jobs going right now.
Now, what about somebody wants to study music? Kitty, where would you suggest? Was Webster a good school for that?
Well, for me, when I was there, it was. I think so.
Webster, Wash U, around the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And SIUE is where I graduated from.
Mm-hmm. We'll come right back. We're talking with Vincent Golomsky and Kitty Muller. The band is Fanfare. We'll hear another example of that in a few minutes. We're at your service, Johnny Rabbit, KMOX. Welcome back. We're talking to Vincent Golomsky, Kitty Muller. Fanfare is the name of the band. And I've got to ask you this. Now, we have two CDs here, but how many CDs or records or albums have you guys made?
That's 10.
Wow. Are they available?
Four of them are.
Mm-hmm. How are they available? Online?
Online, yeah. Fanfareband.com.
Fanfareband.com. Yeah. And if you want to reach them for anything else, if somebody's listening, hey, I want to find out about these people. I haven't played for whatever.
Our Vincent at fanfareband.com is you can get me that way. Mm-hmm.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Johnny Rabbit at your service. Well, we're going to hear some music by a group that I know you're going to know about. And I know a whole lot of people have asked me, when are they going to be on today? And I've told them they're going to be on here in a couple of minutes. Vincent Golumsky, Kitty Mahler, the band is Fanfare. Well, let's see. What is our first song? Let's listen. This is by Fanfare. I think you're going to recognize this song.
Day after day, I'm more confused. But I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Yep, Drifting Away. Most people will remember that by Dobie Gray. Got it the number 5 in Billboard 1973. Your music has covered all eras, don't they?
Oh, we do, yeah.
I mean, big band era, like In the Mood, that kind of stuff?
Yes, from big band era to rhythm and blues, 60s, blues, Motown.
Gosh.
New country, and jazz and standards, too, yeah.
How do you keep up? How do you guys keep up with all of the changes in music?
Well, it's getting a little bit harder with the newer things mm-hmm. for us. Some of it we just don't fit in. Playing.
I'm kidding. I imagine you're a rapper. You've probably got
Yeah. I've done a great deal of that, sure. But yeah, no rap. At least not so far.
Oh, I hope not. there's so many choices. How do you decide? How do people say, okay, here are the songs we want? or when you do a job, whatever the job would be, or do you come up with the music list?
Well, we do get requests, and we also have our son. He's made many suggestions to us, and we actually listen to him sometimes.
Oh, good, sometimes.
For the newer material.
Yeah.
Sure.
He does.
Now, is he in the music business?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's a sound engineer for a company called Iron Man Sound.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it, but yeah. I've heard of it. That's
both of our sons work for them.
I'll be darned.
One
that's
does
great.
Sound and audio, and the other one does video and lighting for
now, do they have a studio, recording studio?
No, they don't.
Not right now, no.
No. Now, where did you guys record the... Well, we have two discs here. One is from 40 years ago. One is from 45 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
but where do you record, generally?
Well, the one that you just played, Driftway, that was actually done live.
Uh-huh.
So we did that one live at Innsbruck for a park concert out in Innsbruck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so...
Now, do you have all your own equipment that you bring to these jobs?
Yes, and it varies. We have enough to cover a big venue for park concerts, and we have medium size for bars and restaurants and tiny ones for other little things. So, yes, we have our own. And then if we're fortunate, we get Iron Man to do our sound.
Of course.
Our boys, you know. So that's always good, too. Really.
Okay, so there's you, Vincent, and there's you, Kitty. Who else is in the band? Or does it vary?
It does vary a little bit.
It hasn't until the last couple of years. We have Lanny Bowles is our drummer, who's been with us about 18 years now. And Dave Black is our guitarist, who's been with us for the last, I think it's 4 years, but he helped out. Our previous guitar player was sick, and he helped us out since 2007. So it's been a long time with those guys.
That's good to have a whole group of people that work together, know what everybody else is doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So how did you get started with Fanfare, Kitty? What happened?
I went to Webster College, mm-hmm. now Webster University, but a friend of mine at Webster gave Vincent my name. He was looking for a singer in his band.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have my phone number, so he just told Vincent, okay, she works at a Schnucks on Manchester. Well, do you know how many? There's a lot of Schnucks on Manchester. So Vincent started calling every Schnucks on Manchester and finally hit on the right, correct one into pair.
And then she turned down the audition a couple of times. Yeah, you did.
You always say that, but
you did.
Really?
The first time.
Now, what year was that?
76.
76. My goodness.
Yeah.
And not only musically together, you're married.
Yeah.
But 44 years.
Yeah. You should never get involved with the singer in the band. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. That's terrific. And you live in St. Louis, and we've talked a little about the music you did. You said this morning you worked two church jobs.
Yes, I did. I play piano. I'm very fortunate to get the... play other types of events and music stuff, so, yeah.
So what's coming? Well, I know you were at the History Museum for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys were great.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded great.
Maybe. Well, coming up this month, we're playing a private concert at the Gatesworth Retirement Center
next Friday evening.
And we got an open dance. I hope the swing dancers come out to see us at the Shriners on Fifi Road.
So that's open to the public?
On the 28th. Yes, it is. Yeah. 7 to 10:30. And it's in one of their main ballrooms out there on Fifi Road at the Moolah Shrine Center.
That's great that you can do all of these places, small places. There was just the two of you when you were at the History Museum. It just sounded terrific. Well, Kitty, where do you grow up?
I grew up in Kirkwood.
And Vincent?
South St. Louis City. Yeah.
Where?
On Minnesota Street, one of the state streets.
And you went to high school where?
Augustinian Academy.
Oh, my gosh, in Merrimack.
You're right. Yeah.
And how about you, Kitty?
Kirkwood High.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, this is very, very nice that you're doing these things, keeping music alive. Bill Moriarty, who is with the American Federation of Musicians, had been the president of the Musicians Union in New York City for many, many years.
Oh, I heard that interview.
Did you?
Yes.
A very interesting guy. And he said, you know, it's not the same as it used to be. And I look at old magazines or newspapers and you see whole pages of places where people are playing live music.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very often.
No.
It almost doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
As far as clubs or nightclubs or restaurants or that type of thing.
Now, there's this thing going on, too, that a lot of them are singles and duos playing to tracks. And that's kind of frustrating.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Man.
But we managed to keep it going with the full band.
So what about your advice for somebody who wants to get into the business today that's a singer or a musician?
First of all, it's got to be a passion.
Yeah, if I can see that.
Yeah, and it's got to be something that you'll give up other things to do. If somebody calls you for a job, you do it. And if you have another event pop up or something, you say, well, you know, I can't. I got to do such. Well, if you want to get going on it, you got to take some of the jobs that come along. That we've missed a few things for family events and children events over the years because we thought it was more important to keep working in the music business.
How often do you have a job? Would you say on a weekly basis, an average?
Oh, and this is a slow season, January, sure. February, but we usually get 10 to 12 band jobs a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's really great.
We're very fortunate. And then Kitty and I do duos at the retirement homes, and we'll do three or four of those, and then, well, my church jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing, I got three church jobs going right now.
Now, what about somebody wants to study music? Kitty, where would you suggest? Is Webster a good school for that?
Well, for me, when I was there, it was. I think so.
Webster, Wash U, around the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And SIUE is where I graduated from.
Mm-hmm. We'll come right back. We're talking with Vincent Golomsky and Kitty Muller. The band is Fanfare. We'll hear another example of that in a few minutes. We're at your service, Johnny Rabbit, KMOX. Welcome back. We're talking to Vincent Golomsky, Kitty Muller. Fanfare is the name of the band. And I've got to ask you this. Now, we have two CDs here, but how many CDs or records or albums have you guys made?
That's 10.
Wow. Are they available?
Four of them are.
Mm-hmm. How are they available? Online?
Fanfareband.com.
Fanfareband.com. Yeah. And if you want to reach them for anything else, if somebody's listening, hey, I want to find out about these people. I haven't played for whatever.
Our Vincent@fanfareband.com is you can get me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a contact information sheet page on our website, too. So.
Yeah, worth looking at. Now, you play here mostly, but you have gone elsewhere, going around on tours.
Over the years, we used to work in Kansas City. We'd go every spring and fall for 4 to 5 weeks at a hotel there. That was the days when you played Monday through Saturday night.
What was the hotel?
It was a Breckenridge.
I'll be darned.
That's how. And, well, we went to California for Breckenridge to a hotel out.
Then General Motors took us around. We played in Las Vegas for them and San Diego, Indianapolis for the Brickyard 500, and then in West Palm Beach for, in fact, at Mar-a-Lago.
My gosh.
Yeah, years ago.
So, now, what about other bands in St. Louis, your competitors, so to speak? Are there a lot of them? Is Bob Cuban still playing for his band?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think he
I haven't
is.
Heard about him for a long time.
Well, at the time, years ago, it used to be Fanfare, Fantasy, Fairchild, all the F bands. And Fantasy's gone, Fairchild's gone. Jim Manley from Fantasy's still playing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So he's still out there. And I know Dave Toretta from Fairchild plays with the Broken Hipsters, which is a great band.
I love that name.
I do, too.
Because we're all about the same age and stuff, you know. So, there's a few of us still out there.
Now, what about songs? You must have favorites. Kitty, do you have two or three favorite songs?
Wagon Wheel. I love doing Wagon Wheel. It's a fun one.
Bonnie Raitt's song lately?
Yeah.
Angel from Montgomery.
That's a good one, yes.
And how about you, Vincent?
I like some of the Joe Sample material. We do a few instrumentals, one called Black and White and Dirty Rice. So some of the Joe Sample material I really enjoy doing.
How often do you guys rehearse?
Not often enough.
Really?
At this point in our life, believe it or not, there can be a tune that we like, and Kitty and I will like it, learn it, and I'll email the recording to the other guys in the band, and sometimes if it's not too difficult, we can actually put it together on the spot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so guys like Dave Black and all the other guitar players, you know, Dave Black, Jay Hayes, Steve Shankle, Ron Roskowski, and Billy Barnett, all those guys have helped us out over the years, and oh man, they're such great players.
Yeah, they are.
Such pros. Yeah. And lately, our drummer's had a little issue with his elbow and shoulder, so a fellow named Joe Meyer's been playing with us, young guy. He is a true pro also, so we've been very lucky with good musicians.
Yeah, you really are. You really have been. And now, what about favorite songs as far as requests are concerned? Do people come up, okay, we want you to do this or that, and the same stuff comes up all the time?
Yeah, you know, in the last 5-10 years, I don't know how long it's been, Uptown Funk, believe it or not, is a really popular song by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
People really like that. Still want to hear Proud Mary now and again.
Oh, yeah.
And we do a lot of tunes by Delbert McClinton,
the
blues guy. And it seems like all ages likes the one tune called Monkey Around. And that's a real good tune. So, we get the same requests. They'll come up and say, we heard your song, but they don't do it like you do. And that's the original they're hearing, you know.
Yeah,
but they equate it to Kitty's voice.
Sure.
And everything.
Have you ever considered, in your career, probably not now, but ever considered, we ought to move to New York or to Nashville or to L.A.?
You know, no, we haven't, have we?
No.
No. Uh-uh. That's good.
We did a lot of recording in Nashville in our early days. Yeah.
Now, do you have to pay publishers to perform the songs?
No, we do not. When we record them, yes.
If they're recorded,
We've paid all the royalties. You pay them for a certain amount of CDs that you're going to be selling.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, usually it goes back to ASCAP BMI, and they collect it from the establishment.
Sure. Vincent Golumsky, Kitty Muller, Fanfare is the band. We're talking about music and a favorite singer. Do you have a favorite singer beside Kitty?
Besides, I'm really liking Bonnie Raitt these days.
Good.
And Joe Bonamassa is one of my favorites these days. And, of course, on piano, Joe Sample.
Oh, well, good. How about you, Kitty?
Well, you know, I can't say I've ever really had an absolute favorite, but like Bonnie Raitt, I like a whole lot.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, that's enough. That's all right. You don't have to have a long list. And have you recorded any commercials?
I did some commercials years ago.
Who were they for? Do you remember?
Oh, one was for Puppy Chow. One was for Datsun.
That's good.
The automobile.
Yeah, those are great.
Wow. What was that? I can't remember all of them.
Sure. Do you have copies of them?
Somewhere. down in the basement somewhere I have it, yeah.
When you record, what do you record it on? What type of equipment is used?
The new digital board that are very popular these days that have built-in recording capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really...
Where do you go for equipment like that? Any stores specifically in St. Louis that you...
Guitar Center. Guitar Center Pro has an online thing. Sweetwater Music and Full Compass in Milwaukee. Those are the stores that I've used over the years.
We're going to listen to another cut from, I don't know which album, the At Last. Which album is that from?
That's from 40 Years of Fame.
From 40 Years. Originally was done in 1941. Glenn Miller recorded it. It was in the movie called Orchestra Wives. And it actually, the next year, 1942, it was a number two song on Billboard by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Well,
really?
We don't have Glenn Miller here, but we do have Kitty, we do have Vincent, and we do have them recorded right now, so we can listen to just a few seconds of it, and then I'm afraid we're just about done for our interview today with Fanfare.
My love has come.
Oh, I wish we had more time for more of that. That's great. Etta James did such a wonderful job with that song in 1961. A big hit. It's on the National Register of Greatest Music of All Time. Benson, Kitty, thank you both very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. This is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. Welcome back. We're talking to Vincent Golumski, Kitty Muller. Fanfare is the name of the band. And oh, I've got to ask you this. Yeah, now, we have two CDs here, but how many CDs or records or albums have you guys made?
That's 10.
Wow. Are they available?
Four of them are.
Mm-hmm. How are they available? Online?
Online, yeah. Fanfareband.com.
Fanfareband.com. Yeah. And if you want to reach them for anything else, if somebody's listening, hey, I want to find out about these people. I haven't played for whatever.
Our Vincent at Fanfareband.com you can get me that way. Mm-hmm. And there is a contact information sheet page on our website, too, so...
Yeah, worth looking at. Now, you play here mostly, but you have gone elsewhere, going around on tours.
Over the years, we used to work in Kansas City. We'd go every spring and fall for 4 to 5 weeks at a hotel there. That was the days when you played Monday through Saturday night.
What was the hotel?
It was a Breckenridge.
I'll be darned.
That's how. We went to California for Breckenridge to a hotel out.
Then General Motors took us around. We played in Las Vegas for them and... San Diego, Indianapolis for the Brickyard 500, and then in West Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago. Years ago.
So, now, what about other bands in St. Louis? Your competitors, so to speak. Are there a lot of them? Is Bob Cuban still playing for his band?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think
I haven't heard about him for a long time.
Well, at the time, years ago, it used to be Fanfare. Fantasy, Fairchild, the F bands, and Fantasy's gone, Fairchild's gone, Jim Manley from Fantasy's still playing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he's still out there, and I know Dave Toretta from Fairchild plays with the Broken Hipsters, which is a great band.
I love that name.
I do, too.
We're all about the same age and stuff, you know, so... Yeah, there's a few of us still out there.
Now, what about songs? You must have favorites. Kitty, do you have two or three favorite songs?
Wagon Wheel. I love doing Wagon Wheel. It's a fun one.
Bonnie Raitt song.
Yeah.
Angel from Montgomery.
That's a good one, yes.
And how about you, Vincent?
I like some of the Joe Sample material. We do a few instrumentals, one called Black and White and Dirty Rice. So some of the Joe Sample material I really enjoy doing.
How often do you guys rehearse?
Not often enough.
Really?
At this point in our life, believe it or not, there can be a tune that we like and Kitty and I will like it, learn it, and I'll... email the recording to the other guys in the band, and sometimes if it's not too difficult, we can actually put it together on the spot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so guys like Dave Black and all the other guitar players, Dave Black, Jay Hayes, Steve Shankle, Ron Roskowski, and Billy Barnett, all those guys have helped us out over the years, and oh man, they're such great players.
They are.
Such pros. Yeah. And lately, our drummer's had a little issue with his elbow and shoulder, so a fellow named Joe Meyer's been playing with us, young guy. He is a true pro also, so we've been very lucky with good musicians.
Yeah, you really are. You really have been. And now, what about favorite songs as far as requests are concerned? Do people come up, we want you to do this or that, and the same stuff comes up all the time?
Yeah, you know, in the last 5-10 years, I don't know how long it's been out, Uptown Funk, believe it or not, is a really popular song by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
People really like that. Still want to hear Proud Mary now and again. And we do a lot of tunes by Delbert McClinton,
the
blues guy. And it seems like all ages likes the one tune called Monkey Around. And that's a real good tune, so... Yeah, we get the same requests. They'll come up and say, We heard your song, but they don't do it like you do. And that's the original they're hearing, you know.
Yeah,
they,
sure.
They equate it to Kitty's voice.
Sure.
And everything.
Yeah, have you ever considered, in your career, probably not now, but ever considered, we ought to move to New York or to Nashville or to L.A.?
You know, no, we haven't, have we?
No.
No. Uh-uh. That's good.
We did a lot of recording in Nashville mm-hmm. in our early days. Yeah.
Now, do you have to pay publishers to perform the songs?
No, we do not. When we record them,
yeah.
Yes.
If they're recorded, yeah. Yeah.
We've paid all the royalties. You pay them for a certain amount of CDs that you're going to be selling.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, usually it goes back to ASCAP BMI, and they collect it from the establishment.
Sure. Vincent Golumsky, Kitty Mueller, Fanfare is the band. We're talking about music and a favorite singer. Do you have a favorite singer beside Kitty?
Besides, I'm really liking Bonnie Raitt these days.
Good.
And Joe Bonamassa is one of my favorites these days. And, of course, on piano, Joe Sample.
Oh, well, good. How about you, Kitty?
Well, you know, I can't say I've ever really had an absolute favorite, but like Bonnie Raitt, I like a whole mm-hmm. lot.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, that's enough. That's all right. You don't have to have a long list. And have you recorded any commercials?
I did some commercials years ago.
Who were they for? Do you remember?
Oh, one was for Puppy Chow. One was for Datsun.
That's good.
The automobile.
Yeah, those are great.
What else? What was that? I can't remember all of them.
Sure. Do you have copies of them?
Somewhere. down in the basement somewhere I have it, yeah.
When you record, what do you record it on? What type of equipment is used?
The new digital boards that are very popular these days that have built-in recording capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really...
Where do you go for equipment like that? Any stores specifically in St. Louis that you...
Guitar Center Pro has an online thing. Sweetwater Music and Full Compass in Milwaukee. Those are the stores that I've used over the years.
We're going to listen to another cut from I don't know which album. The At Last. Which album is that from?
That's from 40 Years of Fame.
From 40 Years. Originally was done in 1941. Glenn Miller recorded it. Was in the movie called Orchestra Wives. And it actually, the next year, 1942, it was a number two song on Billboard by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Well,
really?
We don't have Glenn Miller here, but we do have Kitty, we do have Vincent, and we do have them recorded right now, so we can listen to just a few seconds of it, and then I'm afraid we're just about done for our interview today with Fanfare. We had more time for more of that. That's great. Etta James did such a wonderful job with that song in 1961. A big hit. It's on the National Register of Greatest Music of All Time. Benson, Kitty, thank you both very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
All right.
Sounds great.
Okay. This is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.